Western civilization, infant baptism, transgenderism, a legal case for the resurrection, the First Amendment, revisionist history. Your favorite guests will address these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 9th and 10th in Dallas. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, November 9th and 10th in Dallas. Dallas Days in Fort Worth, man.
We as a board know Willow needs and deserves a fresh start. And the entire board will step down to create room for a new board. This board replacement process will start promptly and proceed in waves to ensure orderly transition, with all current elders leaving by the end of the year.
In recent days and weeks, it's become clear to me that this church needs a fresh start. The staff that I dearly love, they also need a clear running lane to heal, to build, and to dream. As hard as I have tried, I simply have not been able to get the momentum that we need to address the issues that need to be addressed and to bring about the fresh start. I have spent a lot of time seeking God and asking Him for guidance. He's given me clarity and peace. I am stepping down from my role as lead pastor.
That's Willow Creek Community Church Elder Missy Rasmussen and Lead Pastor Heather Larson speaking to a congregational meeting Wednesday night at Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois, one of the nation's largest megachurches and most influential megachurches. This is the latest in a series of resignations. On the weekend, it was Stephen Carter, who was the teaching pastor there, and before that, it was the founder, Bill Hybels, and all of this kind of revolves around Bill Hybels himself and his behavior over the tenure of his time there as the founder and pastor of Willow Creek. Apparently now, due to allegations that have recently come out, it appears that the leadership of Willow Creek has come around, so to speak. At first, they were denying the allegations along with Bill Hybels. Now they appear to be taking them more seriously. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live on this Thursday afternoon, August the 9th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about the resignations of lead pastor and the entire board of elders at Willow Creek Community Church. Manya Brashear Pashman of the Chicago Tribune will be our guest. A little bit later in the program, we'll be talking about the movie Mission Impossible Fallout and the theology that is, well, just barely peeking through there of its star and lead stuntman, Tom Cruise. Ted Geese will be our guest. Pastor Steve Shave will join us after that for a Christian response to panhandlers. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest a little bit later to talk about a Washington Post story about a food fad. They say it's manna. Is it the biblical manna? We'll find out. Then Pastor Will Whedon will be with us in the last part of the program. We will remember, along with the church, third century deacon and martyr Lawrence, who's remembered by the church on the 10th of August. Joining us to discuss the resignations of the lead pastor and the entire board of elders at Willow Creek Community Church, Manya Brashear Pashman, religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune, author of a recent story titled Willow Creek Pastor Elders Step Down, Admit Mishandling Allegations Against Bill Hybels. Manya, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
What are the latest developments there at Willow Creek?
Well, this week has been a bit of an apology tour for Willow Creek in terms of how it's handled the misconduct allegations against its former pastor, Bill Hybels. It started on Sunday when the New York Times came out with another story and another allegation against Hybels, this time from his former executive assistant, who alleges that over a two-year time period back in the 80s, he fondled, harassed her, forced her to view pornography, and there was one incident that even escalated into oral sex. So the allegations were the most severe that had been reported so far. Shortly after that, that story came out Sunday morning. Teaching pastor Steve Carter did not appear on stage that day for worship services, and he announced his resignation effective immediately later that day on his blog. Subsequently, there were statements released from the church Monday and Tuesday, and then last night they had what they call a family meeting, which is a congregational meeting, and all of the elders announced that they were stepping down, as well as lead pastor Heather Larson.
What appears to have triggered the latest round of resignations? Do you see it, from your perspective following the story, do you see it as of one piece with Steve Carter's resignation, that they were simply getting their ducks in the row so that they could step down and still have continuity? Or did the story breaking in the New York Times trigger this?
You know, I would like to think that it was a cumulative effect, and that it wasn't simply the New York Times banner on this, because we have been reporting this for 4 months, as has Christianity Today magazine. So the Tribune, CT, New York Times, we've all come up with people who have allegations and concerns about Bill Hybels' misconduct. I don't know exactly how to explain the evolving response from church leaders. I do think the major catalyst was when teaching pastor Steve Carter issued a public apology on his blog several weeks ago. That really seemed to start a chain of events, because a day after, Heather Larson stepped up to the pulpit and delivered an apology that no one expected. Elders released a written statement acknowledging that Bill Hybels had sinned. And these were statements that we had not heard, or acknowledgments we had not heard, until Steve Carter posted that public apology on his blog. It has actually come out since that not only did he post that public apology, he also tendered his resignation when he did that. But church leaders convinced him to stay longer, presumably through the church's global leadership summit, so as not to cause more tumult. But then when the New York Times report came out on Sunday, he felt he had no choice but to leave immediately.
How many were in attendance at the all-congregation meeting wherein these resignations were issued last night? And what was the reaction of the assembly?
Yeah, it was a packed house. You know, Willow Creek Church is huge. Their sanctuary is actually an auditorium with balconies and all, and it was packed. There were some seats available in the balcony, but not a lot. And the resignations were actually received very differently. Again, something I can't quite explain. When the church elder stepped up to the pulpit, delivered a very thorough apology, very detailed apology for how elders failed to hold Hybels accountable over the years. When she announced that the elders would be stepping down before the end of the year, there was applause from the congregation. When lead pastor Heather Larson stepped up to the pulpit and kind of recounted her time at the church and then said it, the church needed a fresh start and she too was stepping down, there were groans from the audience. And even one person even tried to approach the stage and was calling out, you know, encouraging words to her that she should stay. So why the two different responses, I don't quite know. But I will say in conversations I've had with individual members since, they all believe that really the leaders did the right thing. They may not have liked it, but they did acknowledge that the leaders were doing the right thing for the church to get a fresh start.
How would you summarize lead pastor Heather Larson's statement last night?
Well, as I said, she recounted her time at the church. I mean, she met her husband there. She rose through the ranks, and she was named back in October to be lead pastor, one of the first women in an evangelical mega church to be named this high-profile position. But the condition was that Bill Hybels was going to stay another year and coach her and Steve Carter so that they would be ready for their roles to take over the church. Well, then he abruptly stepped down in April amid these allegations. And so not only was he now absent and unable to coach them for what they were stepping into, he left them with a big mess. And so trying to learn and adjust to these new roles and then also try to navigate the church through this tumult, basically she said it was too overwhelming and that was not what she agreed to. And it was not something that she was equipped to do and felt the need to step down.
How would you summarize Church Elder Missy Rasmussen's announcement on behalf of the Board of Elders there at Willow Creek?
I would say that church elders were more repentant than Heather Larson. They were certainly more apologetic. Larson didn't really quite apologize for specific matters on how allegations had been handled, but elders certainly did. I mean, they even said, "We repent." I mean, it was very clear that they felt very badly for not asking enough questions, for, you know, not doing an objective investigation of the pastor, which is what they are supposed to be doing when some sort of allegations surface. They apologized for letting him counsel a woman about whom there was an allegation because she was suicidal. And they said as long as he was keeping us up to date every time she reached out to him, that was fine. They apologized and acknowledged that was wrong. So they were very, very apologetic that they had let the congregation down when it came to oversight of their pastor.
So where does that leave Willow Creek with respect to its pastoral leadership? Who assumes that position now? And what do we know about this person?
So they named Steve Gillen the interim pastor. He now serves as a regional pastor. Keep in mind, Willow Creek is a multi-site church. They have 7, I believe, regional campuses around the Chicagoland area, one of them being the North Shore campus, which is in Glenview. And Steve Gillen is the pastor of that particular location. He's stepping in as the interim lead pastor. And also during that time, they're pulling together an advisory council of leaders outside of Willow to conduct an investigation not only of the allegations, but also the governance, and maybe even more importantly, the governance model at the church, to make sure that there are accountability measures in place so that the future leaders are held accountable and that a structure is in place to enable the elders to do that efficiently and adequately.
Do you have any sense, having covered this, whether or not Bill Hybels will be, for lack of a better word, cooperative in that effort, the investigation?
Yeah, I don't have a sense of that at all. We have not heard from Bill Hybels since he stepped down in April. He denied the allegations. He did, when he resigned in April, acknowledge that he had, you know, been perhaps a little too defensive, that he had placed himself in situations that were questionable and perhaps not wise. But he denied the allegations for the most part. And he did deny the allegations in the New York Times report that came out Sunday. So clearly he communicated somehow to the Times that what happened with his former executive assistant, what was alleged, did not happen. But other than that, we have not heard from Bill Hybels. So it's really hard to know how cooperative he will be. The elders did call upon him last night, though, to repent and to apologize, to publicly apologize for his sins, which they said they believe were much more than what he admitted to on stage back in March and April.
Have any of the victims responded to Wednesday night's resignation?
They have. Vonda Dyer said that she was grieved, that this was not the outcome that she was hoping for, but she also appreciates the need for it. I think the outcome she was hoping for was that there would be a swifter response and there wouldn't be a need for people to step down, that there would be a swift response to hold him accountable. And since that didn't happen and 4 months went by since the Tribune report, 4 years since the original allegations came to light to the elders, she recognized that this was a necessary step. And I think most of the victims believe this, that this was really not just victims, but also just people who have been observing and watching this very closely. Many had already said, it's time, the time is up, and people need to step down, get out of the way, and let this be resolved.
What did you hear from any of the members who were in attendance last night? What were their reactions?
So a variety of reactions. Most of them agreed that this was the necessary step, and I think that's perhaps why they applauded the elders' announcement that they were stepping down. They did acknowledge that the elders were doing the right thing. But again, grief, fear, you know, what is going to happen to our church? There was already fear about the prospect of Bill stepping down after 43 years of leadership. Now, not only is he gone, he's, again, left them with a mess to clean up. And so I think they're very nervous about the future of Willow Creek because so much was pegged to the personality of Bill Hybels. But they did acknowledge, though, that the elders and Heather Larson did do the right thing. One woman told me that she had stopped tithing. She had stopped giving to the church's ministry. She now felt she could do that in good conscience again. And others just expressed sadness, really just overall sadness that all of this was taking place.
The Global Leadership Summit is beginning today, if I'm not mistaken. how do you expect these events to affect that?
Well, I think the answer to that is threefold. So the effect has already been felt. It's not clear really how many attendees there are, but over 100 churches withdrew from serving as host sites for the summit. And there's a visible reduction in sponsors and exhibitors at the summit today. And so I think that there has definitely been an impact on this year's summit. And I think there will be more of an impact, or I know people are predicting there will be more of an impact next year. For many of the churches who were participating, it was too late for them to back out. They couldn't afford cancellation fees or, you know, had already started doing promotion and publicity for it. So they couldn't really afford to back out this year, but they intend to next year. All of that said, it's really in the summit's hands, largely, how they go forward with this and respond. Tom DeVries, the president, opened today's summit with apologetic remarks about how this was mishandled. I think he used four synonyms for mishandling it: missteps, blunders, slip-ups, mistakes, that's four. And so there was definitely a tone of contrition today. And then their master of ceremonies, Craig Groeschel, a pastor of a megachurch based in Oklahoma, he really stepped in for Bill Hybels this year as the MC, and he gave a very stirring speech at the beginning of the summit today, saying, you know, this is, you know, any kind of abuse is reprehensible, and, you know, we need to have a compassionate response across the board, but I support the women. So I think that, you know, based on those two presentations today, if there are more and it continues, that the summit could still turn around and not be as impacted next year.
Is it true that the summit organization had been taking steps already in advance of these resignations to kind of de-Hybelize the brand, so to speak, to scrub the Bill Hybels image and brand from their materials?
Yes, and that was noticed by many. I mean, it was, you know, as what I called the apology tour at the beginning of this conversation, you know, really the association was not part of that apology tour, that chain of apologies that started with the teaching pastor, Steve Carter, several weeks ago. The association really was quiet, and even privately, when women were contacting the association and asking for apologies, they were saying, please wait. So that was a bit odd, because they were also distancing themselves from the Willow Creek brand. Not only were they eliminating pictures and references to Bill Hybels in their promotional materials, they also have changed their name from the Willow Creek Association to the Global Leadership Network. If you go to their website, it automatically takes you to a new website. Instead of WCA, it's GLN. And so they've definitely been trying to distance themselves from that brand, meanwhile not apologizing, really, until today. There was a statement released yesterday, but Tom DeVries stepped up on stage and we heard him apologize for the first time today.
Bill Hybels is also author and co-author of many books. He has probably been a best-selling Christian author. Has there been any word from his publisher or from outlets with respect to those publications?
So a couple of publishers early on did discontinue publication of his books, but Zondervan is one of the larger publishers of his books, and I don't have the most up-to-date information on that, I must admit, but as the last I checked, they were continuing publication of his books. But he did have a book coming out, actually, this month, and that was, I believe, going to be published by Tyndale House, and that is no longer happening.
Finally then, Manya, you're the religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune. How influential is Willow Creek Community Church, not just to the religious scene in Chicago, but to the city of Chicago?
Well, that's a very good question, Todd. I would say that, you know, it's in the suburbs of Chicago, but still it does have reach. I mean, Bill Hybels was, perhaps still could be, again, a very influential leadership expert. I mean, people did pay attention to him, not just, you know, the Global Leadership Summit is not just for evangelical Christians. People of all faiths, of all persuasions, some who aren't religious at all, go to this summit to learn best practices when it comes to leadership. Yes, it's hosted by a church. Yes, there are Christian messages woven through, but largely it's a leadership event that Bill Hybels created. And basically the point being, hey, churches need good leadership too, and can even be the source of it. So that, I think, made Bill Hybels very influential, certainly beyond Christian circles. And yes, certainly in the city. I mean, this is a largely Catholic city, honestly. And so, you know, if you want to talk about influential religious leaders here in Chicago, you immediately name the Archbishop. But I would say, you know, Bill Hybels could stand right beside the Archbishop and hold his own, even in a city like this.
Manya Bashir Pashman is religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune, author of a recent story titled Willow Creek Pastor Elders Step Down Admit Mishandling Allegations Against Bill Hybels. You can read that at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Manya, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Pastor Ted Geese is with us on the other side of the break. We will be reviewing the movie Mission Impossible Fallout. It's obviously an action movie. It might also be a commercial for Scientology. We'll find out why after this.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
When the historian's ideological bias distorts or ignores evidence from the past, a bad kind of revisionism emerges.
Dr. Mark Kaltoff of Hillsdale College talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
It masquerades as honest history. Such revisionism needs to be exposed and dismantled. It undermines proper understanding of our world. It has been said those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In this case, failure to expose bad revisionism means that those who do not know the past are condemned to suffer at the hands of biased ideologues who claim they do.
You can meet and hear Dr. Mark Kaltoff making the case against revisionist history at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.